So kind of run the tape forward just a little bit, and after you do an inspection, let's say that there's been a historical presence of termites there, wood destroying insects there. What are y'all looking for in order to see if, number one, a problem has been dealt with, or number two, if it has been dealt with, then is that something that you need to keep an active eye on, or is it quarterly or a yearly, annually? Kind of what type of checkbacks do you have to do in those type of things in order to make sure that you're not having a reinfestation of those issues?
That's a very good question, because a lot of the homes you'll come across that at one time, you know, they were built in the late 50s and 60s and everything, and then they got termites in them, and they treated it with chlordane and everything. And that's not to say it's foolproof, everything, but usually it was a very good product, but got taken off for safety reasons and everything. So you want to find out as much history about the house as you can, the current owner, the previous owner, I'm going to say late 90s, early 2000s, the state mandated we started putting out stickers of treatment and when it was treated and what we used and everything. And you're going to go in and look for signs along the patio, the driveway, concreted areas and everything like that. You want to look for drill holes. That's the first sign to look for. You want to look for those treatment stickers. And then, you know, it's a glorious thing if the homeowner has the paperwork. You know, it's like, yes, we bought this house from this gentleman. He had it treated on this date, and here's all the paperwork. So that solves a lot of problems. But then sometimes you just have to a lot of experience and kind of know and look and see and search as hard as you can to make sure there's nothing active. And there's nothing foolproof anymore. You know, we've got a lot of great products out there. We've had some that we used in 2004, and praise the Lord, they're still working and everything. But they could come back in. Now, a lot of termites do not socialize with other colonies. They have their one colony, and that's it. And the only thing that will invade old termite tubes is carpenter ants and everything. And they are wood-destroying, but they don't eat the wood. They tunnel it out to build their galleries in it. So when they invade the termite tubes, their hard work's already been done. They just go in there and start laying eggs. They'll actually eat honeydew off of plants, cookies, bacon grease. They love things like that.
Really?
And everything. But so you really have to kind of do research, figure it out, look and see if there's any expansion joints where it's been added on. Was that part treated? You know, if it wasn't, then they could have gotten in there and bridged across. You know, so there's a lot to it of actually looking at the outside and how it's built.
And I think just to couple with that is the other thing is, you know, you had asked as far as a quarterly or yearly treatment. There's really, you know, there's baiting systems out there, which we don't use, that they are more of an ongoing. But the conventional treatments that we do, what we do is we come in once a year and just do another inspection free of charge as long as you keep your renewal in place. So whether it's Bug Express or another company out there, if you've had your home treated, I strongly encourage you to keep that renewal up. There is no such thing as termite insurance, but it is the closest thing that there is. So if you keep your renewal in place and termites do come back or a new colony invades, that company will come back out and treat that area that termites were found free of charge. And it's a lot cheaper than a full treatment. So, and that's the other thing I would strongly encourage homeowners is to keep your paperwork, like Patsy said, because if you do sell the home, you can prove that it was treated. Then you could also call that company that treated it and find out, you know, I need to keep this renewal in place, and can you guys come out and do a free inspection?
And that's very important, because especially when you're looking at the home inspection by the property inspector,
right,
that's sometimes they're going to catch this stuff. And so this is going to kind of go into a sidestep, so to speak. But when you're buying a house, you basically are going to get three different inspections, although only two of those are actually called an inspection. You're going to get a wood destroying insect inspection, then you're going to get a property inspection, and then you're going to get a third one that is called an appraisal. The appraisal serves one purpose, and that is to protect the lender, even though it is a property inspection added, and then they give an opinion of value with that particular property. And so that property has been looked at on average, it should be, on three different occasions. Does not always mean that stuff gets caught. So It's a, do you guys, have y'all ever seen that where somebody called them like, hey, y'all did an inspection on here and now I've got this wall falling down because it's eaten up by termites.
Yeah, absolutely. Every once in a while, we will have those occasions. It's not very often. You know, our inspectors are very well trained. But that being said, especially if there's a gap of time in between inspections or if we've had a big rain and maybe a swarm castle comes out, it's very possible. I definitely think that the point that you make about having three separate sets of eyes on that property is very valuable. It's very easy for it to just, you know, something to get overlooked. So I would definitely encourage everybody to have three separate sets of eyes.
Yeah, and just because we've done an inspection doesn't mean that the house is free. I mean, that's we right. do not see anything active and visible at that time of the inspection. So you could go in there and remodel, pull off a piece of sheetrock or even the tub, shower pan, something like that, and termites would be there and everything. And this year there was a scenario where you go in and everything, you don't find anything, and then lo and behold, about 6 weeks later, we'd had a lot of rain and everything. We were going into our swarm season, and the termites were thriving on the moisture, and they were very active, and they did pop through in certain places, you know, and that's not unusual. This rain has really got them going.
Thank you, and we'll be right back. And welcome back to Real Estate and Me. I'm Jim Kinchlow, realtor with Scott Allison Real Estate, and today both Bridget Carr and Patsy McIntyre are joining me from Bug Express, and we're getting back to the topic of termites or wood destroying insects. Before our break, you had mentioned you had mentioned swarm season when it comes to termites. Can you kind of elaborate on that and break that down for us? Yeah,
every pest control company is going to pray for swarm season, which is about late March through middle of May and everything. And that's just their reproduction, everything. When a colony has got over 500,000 strong in their colony, they're going to take and you become reproductive. You're going to become swarmers. They go build a little mud castle. And that's when usually you'll find them in your home, or they'll break out and they'll be swarming all over the house. So thus they're called swarm and everything. And you can see them outside swarming also, because they don't always swarm inside. And that's just the reproductives that they hit the ground, they lose their wings. They're trying to get back to the ground, but they're also trying to find a mate before they get back to the ground, and they're going to start a new colony. Thus the termites are never ending. You know, they just keep going. You could have, even though you have termites in your home, they could, and you get rid of them, whatnot, there could be eight other colonies around. They could come from across the street, any neighbor across the alley, and they will find a niche and come in where other termites haven't been. And, you know, if a house hasn't been treated, you know, obviously it's fair game, but if it has been treated, they're going to look for that one little crack, you know, and find their way in. So, but that's basically swarm season in a nutshell.
So when I'm talking to homeowners too, Patsy's very technical. Me, I just tell my homeowners, I'm like, basically it's like when your kids get 18, you kick them out and say, form your own family.
Gotcha.
That's what the termites
okay.
are doing.
Exactly.
Okay.
So
it's just more, I don't know, for me it's easier. She's very, very technically minded, which I praise the Lord for that. But the other thing too is, you know, it's very... We can have late swarms. Right now, with all this moisture that we're seeing, we are seeing swarmers now. But the thing that we need to caution people about is, just because you see swarmers doesn't mean it's termites. It could be harvester ants, which is a big thing right now. It could be carpenter ants. It could even be ag termites. So it's important that they get an inspector out there to make sure.
So what are ag termites?
So ag termites are a little bit different. They're not subterranean termites. They're basically the ones that are going to do just kind of like cosmetic damage. They're the ones you see out in the yard eating on the grass.
Okay.
You might see them on the fence. They're just going to eat that top layer. They're not the lacquer type.
They take the finish off.
They do, yes,
cosmetic. You'll see them on stalky weeds, everything, but they do not invade.